ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। डेट इज 14 फरवरी 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, वेक अप अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग एंड से टू द फादर गुड मॉर्निंग। थिंक अबाउट नॉलेज एंड द मर्क्यूरी ऑफ योर हैप्पीनेस विल देन रिमेन हाई। क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज एक्यूरेट रिमेम्बरेंस? व्हाट आर द साइंस ऑफ इट? आंसर, accurate remembrance is to remember the father with great patience, maturity and understanding. Those who have accurate remembrance receive more current and their burden of sins continues to decrease. Such souls continue to become satopradhan, their lifespan increase and they also receive a searchlight from the father. Om Shanti. The father says, sweet children, the same applies to you. That is, you souls are also embodiments of peace. The original religion of all of you souls is peace. You come here from the land of peace and then come into this talkie. You receive those physical organs to play your parts. Souls do not become larger or smaller. It is bodies that become larger or smaller. The father says, I am not a bodily being. I have to come to meet you children personally, face to face. For instance, children created by a father would not say that they have come from the supreme abode, taken birth, and have come to meet their mother and father. Even though a new soul enters someone else's body, or an older soul enters someone's body, it would not be said that that soul has come to meet his mother and father. A soul automatically receives a mother and father. Here, this is something new. The father says, I come from the supreme abode and am now personally in front of you children. I give you children knowledge once again because I am knowledgeful. I, the ocean of knowledge, come to teach you children Raj Yoga. It is only God who teaches Raj Yoga. This godly part is not that of the Krishna soul. Each one's part is his own. God's part is his own. Only now do you understand how wonderfully this drama has been created. If you just remember that this is the confluence age, it becomes firm that you are going to go to the golden age. You are now at the confluence age and you are going to go to your home and you therefore definitely have to become pure. You should have a lot of happiness internally. Oho, the unlimited father says, sweetest children, remember me and you will become satopradhan. You will become the masters of the world. The father gives you children so much love. It is not that he simply teaches you in the form of the teacher and then goes back home. He is the father and also the teacher. He also teaches you. He teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance. You should have a lot of love for the father who purifies you and changes you from impure and makes you into the masters of the world. When you wake up early in the morning, you should first of all say, good morning to Shiv Baba. The more you remember him with love, the happier you will remain. You children have to ask your hearts, how much do I remember the unlimited father after waking up in the morning? People perform devotion in the morning. They perform worship with so much love. But Baba knows that some children don't remember the father from deep within their hearts with that much love. If you wake up early in the morning and say good morning to Baba and churn knowledge, the mercury of your happiness can rise. If you don't say good morning to the father, how would the burden of sin be removed? The main thing is to have remembrance. By doing this, you earn a very important income for the future. This income will be useful to you for cycle after cycle. You have to have remembrance with a lot of patience, maturity, and understanding. In general terms, although you say that you remember Baba a great deal, it requires effort to have accurate remembrance. Those who have more remembrance of the Father receive more current because remembrance begets remembrance. There are the two things, yoga and knowledge. The subject of yoga is separate. It is a very important subject. It is by having yoga that souls become satopradhan. Without having remembrance, it is impossible for you to become satopradhan. If you remember the Father very well with a lot of love, you will automatically receive a current and become healthy. Your lifespans are also increased by this current. When children remember Baba, he gives them a searchlight. The Father gives you children such a great treasure. Sweet children, remember firmly that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Shiv Baba is the purifier and also the bestower of salvation. Salvation means he gives you the kingdom of heaven. Baba is so sweet. He sits here and teaches you children with so much love. The Father teaches us through Dada. Baba is so sweet and he gives us so much love. He doesn't give us any difficulty. He simply says, remember me and remember the cycle. Your hearts should become fixed in having remembrance of the Father. You should be harassed by remembrance of only the one Father because you receive such a huge inheritance from the Father. Each of you should check yourself. How much love do I have for the Father? To what extent do I have the divine virtues in me? You children are now changing from thorns into flowers. To the extent that you stay in yoga, you will accordingly continue to become satopradhan and flowers from thorns. Once you have become flowers, you will not be able to stay here. The garden of flowers is heaven. Those who change many thorns into flowers are said to be truly fragrant flowers. They never prick anyone. Anger is also a big thorn. It causes sorrow for many. You children have now stepped away from the world of thorns and are now at the confluence age. Just as a gardener puts flowers in separate pots, in the same way, you flowers of the confluence aged pots have been placed separately. You flowers will then go to heaven and the iron aged thorns will be burnt. You sweet children, know that you are receiving the imperishable inheritance from the Father from beyond. Those who are true children, who have full love for Bab Dada, will have a lot of happiness. We are becoming the masters of the world. Yes, it is with effort that you become a master of the world, not just by saying it. Those who are special, beloved children will always remember that they are once again establishing those same Sun and Moon dynasty kingdoms for themselves. The Father says, sweet children, the more you benefit many others, the more return you will receive. If you show the path to many others, you will receive blessings from many. You have to fill your aprons with the jewels of knowledge and then donate them. The ocean of knowledge is giving you platefuls of jewels. Those who donate these jewels are loved by everyone. You children should have so much happiness in yourselves. Sensible children will say, we will claim the full inheritance from Baba. They cling to the Father completely. They have a lot of love for the Father because they know that they have found the Father who gives them life. He gives you such a blessing of knowledge that you completely change from what you were. You become solvent from insolvent. He fills your treasure stores. To this extent, to the extent that you remember the Father, the more love and pull there will be. When a needle is clean, it is pulled by a magnet. The rust will continue to be removed by having remembrance of the Father. Remember no one except the one Father. Just as a wife has so much love for her husband, so you too are now engaged. Does the happiness of being engaged ever become any less? Shiv Baba says, "Sweet children, you are engaged to me, not to Brahma. Once your engagement has become firm, you should be harassed by remembrance of him." The father explains, "Sweet children, do not become careless and make mistakes. Be spinners of the discus of self-realization and become lighthouses. By becoming a spinner of the discus of self-realization, you will become very well practiced in it, and it will then be as though you have become an ocean of knowledge. Just as students study and become teachers, so this is also your business. Make everyone into a spinner of the discus of self-realization, for only then will you become kings and queens, who are rulers of the globe. This is why Baba always asks you children, "Children, are you sitting here as the spinners of the discus of self-realization?" The father is also the spinner of the discus of self-realization. The father has come to take you, sweet children, back home. Without you, sweet children, even I feel restless. When the time comes, I get restless. I should now go. Children are calling out a lot and are very unhappy. Baba has mercy. You children now have to return home. Then from there, you will go to the land of happiness by yourselves. I will not be your companion there. You souls will go back according to your own stage. You children should have the intoxication that you are studying in the spiritual university. We are godly students. We are studying in order to change from human beings into deities, that is, to become the masters of the world. Through this, we receive all the degrees of health, of education. We study this knowledge in order to reform our characters. Health ministry, food ministry, land ministry, and building ministry are all included in this. You are also great treasurers. No one else can have the invaluable treasures that you have. You children should churn the ocean of knowledge in this way and have spiritual intoxication. The father sits here and explains to you, sweetest children. When you are giving a lecture or explaining to others in a gathering, then repeatedly say, "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Only by having this remembrance will your sins be absolved and will you become pure." You have to remember this again and again. However, you can only tell others this when you yourself are in remembrance. Some children are very weak in this aspect. If you stay in remembrance, the things you explain to others will then have an impact. You should not speak too much. If you explain even a little in a state of soul consciousness, the arrow will strike the target. The father says, "Children, the past is the past. First of all, reform yourselves. If you yourselves do not have remembrance and yet you continue to tell others to do this, this cheating cannot continue. Internally, your conscience will definitely bite you. If you don't have full love for the Father, you don't follow Srimad. No one else can give the teachings that the Unlimited Father gives." The Father says, "Sweet children, now forget this old world. At the end, you have to forget all of these things. Your intellects will then be connected to your land of peace and land of happiness. You have to go to the Father while remembering the Father. Impure souls cannot go back because that is the home of pure souls. Those bodies are made of the five elements. So the five elements pull you to stay here because it is as though you souls have taken that property, and this is why there is attachment to your bodies. You now have to remove that attachment and return home. These five elements do not exist there. In the golden age, bodies are created with the power of yoga, and matter is satopradhan, and this is why there is no pull or any sorrow. These are very refined things to understand. Here, the power of the five elements pulls souls, and this is why they don't have the heart to leave their bodies. Otherwise, there should be even greater happiness. After becoming pure, you will leave your bodies, just as a hair is pulled out of butter. So, you have to finish your attachment to your bodies and everything else completely, as though you have no connection with any of it. Simply, I am now going to Baba. You have prepared your bags and baggage in advance to send on. They cannot go with you because souls have to return home and the bodies have to be shed here. Baba has already given you a vision of the new body. You will receive palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. You should make so much effort to go to such a land of happiness. You must never become tired. Day and night, you have to earn a lot of income. This is why Baba says, children who are conquerors of sleep, constantly remember me alone and churn the ocean of knowledge. By keeping the secrets of the drama in your intellects, you will become completely cool and serene. Marathi children will never fluctuate. If you remember Shiv Baba, he will look after you. The Father liberates you children from sorrow and gives you the donation of peace. You too have to give donations of peace. This unlimited peace of yours, that is the power of yoga, will completely silence others. You will instantly know whether someone belongs to your home or not. The soul will quickly be pulled. This is our Baba. You also have to feel the pulse. Stay in remembrance of the Father and then see whether that soul belongs to your clan or not. If he does, the soul will become completely quiet. Only those who belong to this clan will experience the sweetness of these things. When you children remember the Father, he has love for you. It is for souls that there is love. You also know that only those who have done a lot of devotion will study the most. You will continue to see from their faces how much love they have for the Father. Souls see the Father, and the Father is teaching us souls. The Father also understands. I am teaching such tiny souls, points. As you progress further, your stage will become like that. You will understand that you are teaching your brothers. Even though the face may be that of a sister, your vision should go to the soul. It requires a lot of effort for your vision not to go to the body at all. These are very refined things, and the study is very elevated. If you were to weigh it, the side of this study would be very heavy. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Let the past be the past and first of all, reform yourself. Make effort to be soul conscious. Do not speak too much. 2. Fill your apron with jewels of knowledge. Donate them and become an instrument to benefit many others. Become loved by all and stay in limitless happiness. Blessing. May you be a karma yogi and stay safe from the dirt of Maya by living like a lotus on the field of action. A karma yogi is, in others' words, a lotus flower. To be a karma yogi means that both your actions and your yoga are combined and you don't experience any burden from any act you perform. Let no type of dirt, that is, no vibration of Maya, touch you. Maya takes birth when a soul has some weakness, and the way to finish weakness is to listen to the daily Murli. This is powerful and nourishing fresh food. When you digest this food with churning power, you will stay safe from Maya's dirt. Slogan: to use all your treasures in a worthwhile way is the key to success of being a great donor. Acha, Om Shanti.